Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burris.
I ask you to take hold of me.
Amen. With the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. And my thought for today is coming out of Psalms 111. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, in the assembly of the upright, in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His works is honorable. Thank you, Jesus. And glorious, and his righteousness endured forever. He had made his wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will even be mindful of his covenant. Thank you, Jesus. He hath shown his people the power of his works, that he may give them the heritage of the heathens. The works of his hands are verity and judgment. and all his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people. He had commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverent is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and a good understanding have all they that do his commandments. Praise his endurance forever. Praise you, Lord. Father, we just thank you right now. And we declare and decree that all your heavens, amen, thank you, Jesus, are your handiworks to be seen by man. Thank you, Jesus. And we declare and decree, God, that you would move by your spirit and begin to touch and manifest and magnify yourself in the earth realm. We bind up the dark world, the dark kingdom, amen, that Satan resides over, and we strip him of his power and authority in the earth realm. Knowing that, God, amen, as we declare and decree, you are able to do everything but fail. So we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise and bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, and his blood that, hallelujah, that was shed for us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that we have a right to life. We just want to praise you today. Amen. I can't thank you enough. I can't praise you enough. I can't glorify you. I can't give you the glory enough for what you've done. Your works is awesome. Who created the heavens and earth and flung the sun into its place and the moon and the stars and everything, amen, into their position that they might do their work, amen, in reference to, amen, us down here on earth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, I just thank you for, Lord God, allowing us a chance to praise you. I thank you for allowing us a chance to, hallelujah, lift you up one more time. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want to play this song before we get into Bible study. This is Bible study. Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abomination of the earth. Amen. And we need to know what's going on in the end time. Amen. And most words are given by God's prophets and his pastors and his teachers and evangelists so that they can spread the gospel of truth, so that we can know that there is truly a God, and we can know that we have power, dominion, and authority over a devil. So we just thank God today. Amen. Let's listen to this here.
I got a call from an old friend. We laughed about how we had changed. But I could tell things weren't going as well as he claimed. He tried to hide his They only gave him away. The longer I listened, the more I kept wishing I knew the right word to say. Can you reach my friend? You're the only one who can. Lord, I know you love him. He never saw thought he would need you, but maybe he's changing his mind. As we said goodbye, Lord, I told him that I had found something he'd like to find. Can you reach my
into Bible study, and we are talking about the end time prophecy, end time revelation. Saints, there must always be a prophet that will come forth and speak a word to the body. Jesus had made a statement that a prophet should not die out of the land. Amen. And when a prophet comes, he's not only, or she's not only coming to prophesy, to edify the body, but he is also coming to let you know what's getting ready to happen upon the earth. Amen. And I would advise you, being men and women of God, amen, that are full of age, amen, and knowing about the economy and the global recession and what's going on in the world somewhat, to know the biblical principles of it. Jesus was speaking about, amen, and God has spoken about in his word on a biblical perspective. And the Bible said in Matthew 24, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Amen. This earth will not exist in the future. I don't know how long. I would be a lying prophet if I come in and tell you, get your bags packed and get ready to leave and make it in a hurry, because this earth is going to be dissolved in a few days' time. But we are hearing about what's getting ready to take place in the future. Amen. And the Bible say, and he, Jesus himself, As he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall the sign of the coming of the end of the world? Amen. What is the sign of the coming of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. Amen. A lot of people are going to come forth, saints. False prophets are going to come forth. The Bible tells about how silly women's going to run after these men and bring their whole household into a destructive plan of Satan if we're not careful. So be careful who you listen to and what they tell you about end time. Amen. Go among those that you know have accuracy, that are hearing from the Lord. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Amen. For nations shall rise against nations, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. Here last year, I live in Missouri, and over in Illinois, they had so many various kinds of tremors, earthquakes, and that was very unusual in this area. And so we seeing a lot of things unfold before our very eyes. And now we have something called the swine flu. That's a sickness that they think derived from Mexico. And so all of these pestilence and all of these things are going to come up on the earth because we're nearing the end. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Amen. And we're in the apocalypse time. Amen. Revelation, the sixth chapter. Amen. And we're in the era where the third horse, amen, has come forth, and that's the black horse. And this black horse had a rider on it. Amen. And it brought forth famine and all kind of situations upon the earth. Amen. Which we are facing today and the economy. But God say he made specific instructions not to hurt the oil and the wine. We are the wine. Amen. And the oil, amen, is the anointed. Those that are anointed, the oil and the wine, the anointed ones. So despite of what's going to happen on earth, God has rest assured that he is capable and able to take care of his people. Amen. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted. Amen. And shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. I told you how the Antichrist is going to go in and try to establish unity in the earth through deception by religion. He's going to tell you that the governmental systems have failed, and they have, and it was all because of Satan. That was Satan's system. Amen. And they have failed. So America and all the other nations, this global recession, amen, was headed up by Satan from the very beginning when he stole Adam's birthright and his inheritance right, and he became the dominant one, the what they call the little god of this world. And he began to set up systems that would not benefit God's people nor his people, because he really don't care about anybody. All he cares about is trying to stay above, because he know that God is getting ready to destroy him. So the Bible say, and they shall, then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. We see a lot of that today, and basically in the church, we see a lot of people that are in the church that are doing everything. I mean everything, and thinking God, amen, is gonna overlook that. He's not gonna paying attention to that, and But he's going to tell them, you know, they're going to run up and say, God, we cast out devils in your name, and we preached in your name. And Jesus is going to tell you, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, because I knew you not. He's not going to know them, because they're not doing what God say. And many false prophets shall arise, amen, and shall deceive many. I'm telling you, saints, it's good, amen, to be amongst the brethren. It's good to fellowship. But you better know who you're eating, what table you're eating off of, because these false prophets going to come in with all kind of different kinds of miracles and signs and false wonders that come from the devil. He got some tricks up his bag. Don't think he's altogether not having anything, but he is totally wicked. I hate his guts. I can't stand him. And I literally said it. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Instead of the world getting better, there's going to be more sin committed than ever before. Sin because of recession. Sin because of the economy. Sin because of famine. Sin because of not having the finances to provide for the family, not having houses that are sitting up here rotting. Homes, brand new homes, are sitting rotting because of the system that Satan has put up, that if you ain't rich, you ain't getting nothing. If you ain't middle class, amen, you might not get nothing. And those that are middle class are suffering. Amen. And the rich, amen, they're suffering, but they still have more to gain than those that are middle class. I have warned you what God told me to tell you about the land. It's better that you keep the land, because you don't want to accept the mark of the beast. Amen. Because he's coming, and amen, it's going to be in reference to the economy. I've told you about that, how he's going to come in, amen, because of the global recession. And set up in Lebanon. Lebanon is Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, and the abomination of the world. Amen. Of this earth. Amen. And this Antichrist is going to come in with deception, and he's going to use religion as a governmental control as far as trying to get the economy back up, trying to prevent a lot of issues that are going on in the world. And that's deception. It's false. It's false. He's falsification. He's falsifying things, amen, in order to gain young people that will follow them in this mess that don't know Christ. Amen. The word of God is going to be taken away, because now Muslims are literally trying to stop Christians from worshiping God in an open atmosphere, because it's offensive to their religion. All over the United States, about 90% of the United States have Muslim mosques in them, and they are going to be used to support the Antichrist. I'm telling you, saints, you better watch what you're doing. When America is taking God out, can't nothing come in but the devil. And when God leaves, everything is going to go haywire. It's going to go berserk, because you don't have anyone to protect you. So you better be careful who you mark you accept, because if you accept the mark of the beast, you're going to serve him and whatever he presents to you. And I advise you to accept Jesus' mark and literally accept what God is doing, because God is a loving God. He's a compassionate God. I've never seen so much love until I got a chance to know him. I thought love could be found in marriage, and that's a beautiful thing. But when I met God and I found out how his love operates, he's very gentle. He's very pleasant to be around. And he don't lie. Amen. And when he make decisions, he make decisions based upon what you're going to do as far as your protection, as far as your being able to be stable, amen, and being able to obtain and gain. God is a merciful God, and he's a God of multiplicity. He increase, amen, and Satan decreases. So when you see a lot of decrease in your life, you need to check it out and see what's going on. Well, anyway, with this Antichrist, like I say, and him using religion as a cover-up for gaining the support of the people and helping the economy and bringing in world peace, and Mystery Babylon being Lebanon. Lebanon is the place of commerce. That's where Satan is going to set up commerce. Now, all over the world today, America is failing, and they're doing a lot of emerging, and they're selling a lot of their goods and stuff like that. They're sending it over to the foreign countries because of the economy and what's going on. And when the system fails, everybody is affected by it. So the Antichrist is going to use this religion, and it's going to be Muslims. And I just have to tell it like it is. I'm not a friend. Amen. I only love those that love God, amen, and love Jerusalem. I don't hate the Muslims, but until they are converted, I have nothing to do with them because they will lead me astray, and I don't want to be led astray by their beliefs. So this Antichrist is going to prove that he has birthright to come in and hold a position because by the government of the governing body of Christ, amen, of God himself, the Antichrist is going to try to be just like the Jews. He's going to come in and he's going to want to reign in Jerusalem in the temple that's going to be built. That will be a temple built, amen, and he's going to try to show and prove that he is of the bloodline of the Jewish nation. He is kin to them, amen, through bloodline. Amen, and it's through Ishmael, amen, and then Dan is going to, the tribe of Dan, their descendants were annihilated years ago. They could not go in and possess the land, amen, and they lived in ships for a long time, but when it came to them getting on ground and trying to possess the land, they could not literally overthrow their enemies. So they began to mingle with their enemies, and their enemies overtook them, so the bloodline became scarce. Amen. So this Antichrist is going to prove through legal rights that he is kindred, and he's going to go in and deceive the prime minister, amen, of Jerusalem to think that he has come in with good advice and a blessing for them. So we have to understand also that not only will he come in with deception, but he's going to be well noted for wars. You're going to hear about wars and rumors of wars, Matthew 24 just said. And in these wars, amen, this Antichrist is going to be so skillful in winning wars. Everybody all over the world is going to just be marvel and praise him for his ability to go in and strategize. Amen. So religion and war is one of the things two of the things that Satan is going to use. And then I had told you about the economy. So that's three things. On next Thursday, I'll go back into the finite of certain segments of this as far as Mystery Babylon the Great and the Mother of Harlots and Abomination of the Earth. Amen. But I will close that segment out and then go into another portion of it because all of it's got to be fulfilled. I'll end up, before it's all over with, amen, in this teaching, I'll tell you about Prime Minister. I'll tell you about how the Antichrist is going to go in like the great eagle, amen, which represent Israel. And I'll go in and tell you many, many things, amen, because this that I'm teaching, amen, was given to me by God after I had gone on a 40-day fast, amen, and great revelation. So we just thank God. Amen. I want to say one thing to you, saints. If you don't know Christ, now is the time to come in and accept him as your Lord and Savior. This is an opportune time. I tell you, I love God so much. I have found more pleasure in him than I could have ever found when I was out there in the world. All the world brought me was sorrow. discontentment and hurt all the time. But now that I have found God, I found an inner peace. Amen. I don't want to commit suicide. I don't want to go out and kill nobody. Don't have to use drugs. Don't have to have alcohol in my system. Don't have to have sex without marriage. Don't have to do anything but wait on the Lord. And I thank him for who he is. Have a great day. And remember, don't accept the mark of the beast. Don't sell your land. Don't compromise with Satan. I've seen him. I've been down in hell. Know that he's not capable of doing anything that we don't allow him to do. Amen. And knowing that he's not capable of doing anything that God don't see him do, because he does things against God's will. But don't be afraid or dismayed, because God got your back. Remember this all week long. Amen. God got your back. Praise the Lord. Have a great day. Thank you, Jesus.